Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Labor Day. I actually labored a little bit today on this Labor Day. I wasn't even sure if RBN was going to be broadcasting, but I'm glad we are broadcasting here tonight. Because there's a lot to talk about with this candidacy of Sarah Palin. I just got off the phone with Mark Glenn, and I called Mark and I asked him, Mark, what do you think about her? So we will talk about Sarah Palin here tonight. She's certainly in the news, as she should be. I will just say this much to our listeners down in the Gulf Coast. I don't know exactly what's going on down there, but I hope everything goes as well as it can. God bless all those folks down there, those hurricanes. I have friends down there, and I know they went through hell in Hurricane Katrina, so I hope that that's not going to be the case for them or for anybody else. In any event, that having been said, this is, of course, Michael Collins Piper here on this Monday, September 1st. I'm going to have open phones here tonight. I don't really have too much to talk about other than some general comments about Sarah Palin. The number here, as you know, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, as you regular listeners know, particularly you long-time listeners know, I had been predicting very fervently up until the very last that Joe Lieberman would be John McCain's running mate. Well, now the New York Times has essentially confirmed that as of, I believe it was Saturday or Sunday, they had a story saying that, in fact, Lieberman was by far John McCain's first choice, but there was so much dissension among pro-life Republicans that it pushed Lieberman out of contention. And this, of course, ties in with what I told you last week when I described having overheard, not overheard, I couldn't help but hear it, a young Republican type who worked at the Republican National Committee talking about the massive numbers of telephone calls that the party at the national level was receiving regarding Joe Lieberman and his pro-abortion position. Incidentally, I said on the program that I thought that I had heard this young man say that Sarah Palin was a Catholic. Well, in fact, she is not a Catholic. One of our listeners sent me an email bringing that correction to my attention, in which I appreciate. And in fact, if the stories that I've seen on the internet are correct, she is a member of the Assembly of God. And I, from what I understand and from what Mark Glenn and I were talking about earlier, the Assembly of God is not exactly, there are many assemblies of God, so we don't know exactly which one she belongs to per se and what her views are, but I think it's probably safe to guess. Notice I use the word guess, but I'm not going to say that we can definitely assert that she is part of the dispensationalist cult that reigns so broadly. And I think the word reigns, as in R-E-I-G-N and in R-A-I-N, reigns so broadly across Protestant philosophy in America today, along with there is a certain strand of this dispensationalism even within Catholic ranks, as Mark Glenn pointed out to me earlier, just not long ago before the show came on when he and I were talking. In any case, talk a little bit more about Sarah Palin. She seems like a nice lady, folks, and I think that's going to be of a great help to the McCain ticket. Of course, I don't want to see John McCain in the White House. So maybe that's bad news. Well, we'll talk more about that when we get back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There you go.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, inviting you to call in here at 800-313-9443. I'm going to be talking a little bit about Sarah Palin, but I'm not restricting you to talk about that subject, although I would be curious to see what people might have to say about her, whether you agree or disagree with me. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, Sarah Palin, you know, my first reaction was surprise. I would have thought if they didn't select Lieberman, I didn't think they would ever select Romney precisely because he is a Mormon and a rich Mormon at that. I didn't think they would select Governor Pawlenty of Wisconsin because I just couldn't see him on a national ticket. And I must apologize to the governor. I'd only ever really taken a look at one picture of him, and that picture of him led me to believe that he was chinless. Not at all. He does have a chin. So I apologize. I apologize to the governor and those who admire the governor for calling him the chinless wonder. In fact, folks, I'll tell you what, he actually looks like he could be a member of my own family, part of the Irish side of the family. And I don't even know what his background is, but he could have been one of my father's brothers, and they all had chins. So, Governor Pawlenty, forgive me. But then again, it would probably do your political career good to be able to say that the evil Hitler apologist, anti-Semite, pro-Nazi, etc., etc., Mike Piper said something nasty about you. So feel free to quote me on that. In any case, I was surprised when Sarah Palin was selected. You know, my first reaction was, my God, the woman's only been governor of Alaska for 2 years. My God, she's was only the mayor of a small town in Alaska before that. You know, and then I'm saying, my God, what's McCain doing? But I tell you something, folks. This selection, I think, makes a lot of good sense politically. Number one, she's a very attractive woman and comes across as a very pleasant woman. The same can't be said for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, I don't think, is ugly, but I don't think she comes across as a very pleasant person, although her supporters think the world of Hillary Clinton for their own reasons. But Sarah Palin strikes me as being a very, very well-dressed, pleasant, attractive, well-spoken woman. She's going to have a lot in her hands in the debate with Joe Biden. But, you know, I'll tell you what's going to be interesting in their debate is if Joe Biden misbehaves. Now, I only use that term misbehave very loosely because I saw how many people Hillary Clinton admires roughed up on her Republican challenger in the Senate race where Hillary was first elected to the Senate. They said he beat up on her and he disrespected her. Now, I've always been confused about that. And if any of our feminist callers or listeners out there can call in and tell me why women candidates deserve a special pass and that their male opponents can't jump on them as they, no pun intended, jump on them as they would jump on their on male opponents, I'd like the explanation. But in any case, Mrs. Palin, if she can carry her weight in a debate with Joe Biden, may surprise a lot of people. The fact that she was the mayor of a small town, you know, your immediate reaction is to say, oh, well, then she's not qualified to be president. But, you know, she actually, as someone pointed out, she has more executive experience both as governor and as mayor and in an administrative capacity in a post in Alaska than Barack Obama does, who, frankly, has just been sitting around saying yes or no for 2 or 3 years in the Senate. And then, what, 4 years prior to that, 2 or 4 years prior to that in the Illinois State Senate. So the issue of inexperience may not be something that the Democrats will be able to exploit against her. If anything, because, you know, there's a lot of small towns all over America, and they don't want to go too far, the Democrats don't want to go too far in attacking her because she's from a small town, because, like I say, there's small towns all over America, and Barack Obama already has a trouble with the small towns and the rural communities because of his very obviously elitist comments about guns and religion. In addition, of course, Mrs. Palin is known for her deep religious faith, and I think whatever you think about abortion or whatever you think about her decision to give birth to a child she knew was going to be suffering from Down syndrome. People are going to admire this woman for doing that. I mean, she's your classic working mother who's managed to apparently hold the family together, and her husband's a fisherman. How much more down to earth can you get than that? Now, should they be elected and John McCain gets called home by God and she becomes president, my fear is that she'll be surrounded by a bunch of vultures. And no matter what her good instincts are, she will, unfortunately, be surrounded by such folks as Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman sticking with John McCain, folks. He's gonna play a major role in a McCain administration, if not as Secretary of State, in some other capacity. And this same gang of criminals that have surrounded George W. Bush will be part of a McCain administration, which is the one reason and one reason alone that John McCain should be denied the American presidency. Now, there's a lot of people who are going to be voting for John McCain simply because they don't want a black man as president. That is their right to do that. But I'm here to tell you, folks, that I would think the average, quote-unquote, conservative Republican should feel more, the traditional conservative Republican, the traditional patriot, should feel more comfortable with Barack Obama in the White House and a strong Republican opposition outside, at least in domestic issues. Frankly, I'm not so sure that Barack Obama is worse than John McCain. I mean, you know, John, as someone writing in the Washington Post recently said, John McCain never saw a trade deal he didn't like. At least Obama has made some noises in response to his Democratic constituency about these globalist trade deals, NAFTA, CAFTA, the North American Union, you name it. McCain is all in favor of it. So that's one thing we must consider. Some Republicans will get some gumption, I think, to challenge Obama on a lot of things if Obama is elected president. And I'm here to tell you, folks, although I know a lot of you out there who don't like Obama say that he's actually part of a Jewish plot to bring chaos to America, and, you know, I don't see that. If anything, I would think that Obama's election, if it happens, and I don't see it happening for a variety of reasons. As I've said, if Obama is elected president, there's going to be a lot of people, loudmouths like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, some of these other professional black agitators, they're going to be in a bit of a bind because it's going to be hard for them to talk about inequality and about racism and about all these other things if we have a black president. It's going to be real hard to push that agenda if there's a black president. So just something to keep in mind. If I had my druthers, there'd be some other president other than Obama or McCain. But unless God calls one of them home before January 20th, Inauguration Day, I think it's pretty safe to say that one of the two will be president. And I do think that unless she screws up somehow, Sarah Palin may prove, in fact, to be a very effective running mate for John McCain. I don't know. I could be wrong. We have a long way ahead of us. It's not really that far away, but in terms of a campaign, it's a long time. A lot of things can happen. So anyway, those are my thoughts. If you want to comment on them, feel free to do so. I hold no special expertise here or any special knowledge. And on the one hand, like I say, as far as this Sarah Palin is concerned, I'm going to find it very difficult to criticize her simply because she seems like such a nice human being. And already, you know, this rat, this rodent down in Florida, this Jewish congressman, and I emphasize the fact that he's Jewish because he attacked her for Jewish reasons. Robert Wexler has attacked Mrs. Palin because she once wore a Pat Buchanan button at some point. It's not clear whether it was in the 1996 campaign or whether it was in the 2000 campaign. She says that she wore buttons for any candidate who came to town. But those Jews who want to get all exercised because Pat Buchanan, she wore a Pat Buchanan button, should keep in mind that Pat Buchanan didn't really earn his stripes as a quote-unquote anti-Semite until his more recent campaigns. And if those Jews want to complain about Pat Buchanan, they should complain to the Jews who control the major networks that continuously give Pat Buchanan publicity. They should complain. These Jews that are complaining about Sarah Palin should complain to the Jewish-controlled publishing industry and the book distribution industry that puts Pat Buchanan's books out there on a regular basis. So this little hypocrite, and I will call him a Jewish hypocrite, sounds to me like Congressman Wexler is just stirring up partisan issues in the name of defending the Jewish people against Sarah Palin and Pat Buchanan. I'm pretty sure, ladies and gentlemen, that within the next several weeks, Sarah Palin will be at the Wailing Wall. I'm sure that Sarah Palin will be announcing her devotion to Israel and how she's going to want to bomb Iran. So this Jewish hypocrite, Robert Wexler, and what a fool. I'll talk more about him when we come back, just briefly. I'll tell you a couple stories about him, very funny stories. Stay tuned.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking earlier about this Jewish hypocrite, Congressman Robert Wexler. Two stories about him. Two stories. I don't see a lot of congressmen here on a regular basis in Washington, but twice I have seen Robert Wexler. Once, and this is a very funny story, and I think I may have told this on the air. Once I saw Congressman Wexler when he attempted to get into the Bilderberg Group's American Steering Committee meeting held over here at the Library of Congress some years ago. Of course, the place was heavily guarded with private guards and with U.S. Capitol Police and Library of Congress police, and they had already, most of the Bilderbergers had already arrived, and the proceedings apparently were underway. And Robert Wexler showed up at the Library of Congress and sought entry. And it wasn't because he just decided to borrow a book at late hours. Members of Congress don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. They send their staffs to the Library of Congress. This was after hours. But Robert Wexler, liberal Democratic congressman from Georgia, a very deep and devoted supporter of the State of Israel, showed up at the Library of Congress and sought admittance to the Bilderberg meeting, and they wouldn't let him in. We saw him turned away. You could see, I mean, we couldn't hear the conversation, but we were close enough that it was clear that he was, you know, saying who he was and that, yes, since he was a member of Congress, he should be allowed in. They turned him away. I do have to say that the Bilderberg group showed very good choice and discretion in turning away this rodent. Another funny story. That's very funny, I think. I hope you think it's funny. It's true. Another time, during the Monica Lewinsky affair, Congressman Wexler was standing on the front of the Capitol lawn's front, and he was giving a television interview. Well, this is at the time when he was an ardent defender of Bill Clinton and attacking the Republicans for attacking Bill Clinton, and I stood there listening to him. But this was also at the time, just a couple weeks after Hillary Clinton had called for a Palestinian state. Right in the midst of all this controversy, Hillary fired a shot over the bow of the USS Israel, or I should say the USS Israel, but she'd fired a shot over the Israeli bow, basically threatening them by publicly calling for a Palestinian state, to the point that even her own husband's administration issued a statement saying that the First Lady's views on a Palestinian state didn't reflect the administration. Well, needless to say, Hillary Clinton was roundly criticized by our Jewish friends for daring to say that there should be a Palestinian state. Well, this was in my mind as I was listening to this congressman from Florida. And just as he finished giving his interview to one of the national media outlets, I was about 20, 25 feet away, and at the top of my voice, as he finished up and they turned the lights off, I said, or as they turned it off, whatever, I shouted, "Congressman Wexler, do you join me in condemning the Jewish lobby here in America for attacking our First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton, for a Palestinian state?" I got a lot of words in there in just a few short sentences. It was actually only one sentence, but basically I was putting this Jewish advocate for Israel on the spot by pointing out that his lancemen, his fellow Jews, were attacking the First Lady of the United States, a member of his own party. And so I had to explain all that to you. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But in any case, I want to tell you, I want to tell you that you should have seen the look on Wexler's face. He said nothing, but he kind of did a double take and just looked very, very uncomfortable because I had rubbed truth in his rodent-like face. Oh, my God, I can just see the ADL taking it down now. They're writing it down saying, "Michael Collins Piper described a Jewish congressman as having a rodent-like face." Well, if you ever look at Wexler, he does have a rodent-like face. Abe Foxman, of course, looks like a wild boar, but Wexler looks like a rodent. And I've known some nice pigs and I've some nice rats, but neither Wexler nor Foxman is nice. In any event, just wanted to tell those stories about Congressman Wexler because he's one member of Congress that I have kind of interacted with over the years here in Washington. I don't normally get invited to fancy parties, Democrat or Republican, or fancy parties, period. So I have to take my opportunities when I see them, and I saw that opportunity with Congressman Wexler. That's the thing we can't be afraid of doing, ladies and gentlemen, speaking out to these people. As they say, speaking truth to power. I like that phrase. Yeah, these people, these members of Congress, these public officials, they need to be reminded on a regular basis that, yes, they actually were the ones that pay their salaries with deep regret. And we are the ones that they should be responsible to, although the problem is they are not. They're not responsible to the voters. And ultimately, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a revolution in this country, a real live revolution. And we will throw the rascals out, and we'll probably hang a lot of them in the process of doing it. And I'll look forward to it. All right, well, we are going to go right to the callers when we come back. Randall from Tennessee, if you're still out there, hang on. We're going to bring you up first. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it, okay? It's great for your circulation. I noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, which is headquarters of American Free Press. Just to remind you folks, American Free Press normally goes to press on Thursday, but this week there will be no issue of American Free Press because it's Labor Day week. So the issue that you will normally get on Friday or Saturday or Monday or Tuesday or whatever day you normally get the paper, assuming you are a reader, you will not be getting it, so don't worry. American Free Press did not go out of business. It's just this week we don't publish a paper. All right, we're going to go to the phones right now. We have Randall in Tennessee. Randall, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Piper. You doing all right tonight?
What's going on?
Well, not very much. I like Ms. Palin as a choice. She's the only bright spot in this campaign as far as I can tell.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed with her, except she kind of started banging the drums a little bit lightly about going to war with Iran. Of course, we all know what that's going to mean.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't really, she just kind of hinted in it when she got started. I remember seeing the first report, which was kind of almost threw me out of my chair. But anyway, of course, I'm a Ron Paul supporter myself, but I'm afraid that's pretty much fell by the wayside. But what I wanted to call you about, I understand that you used to be a filmmaker at one time.
Well, no, I used to play around with 8mm films, but that's the extent of it.
Okay, well, I was wanting to ask you something. A fan of the Citizen Kane movie.
Yeah, good movie,
Orson Welles.
Right.
There was a film made about the making of Citizen Kane, a movie called RKO 281.
I saw that movie. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, of course, movies are primarily for entertainment. We know that, except documentary pieces. How accurate was that about what was said about the Jews in the movie? Of course, they were supposedly ran Hollywood completely. And, of course, William Randolph Hearst, the character in the film, actually threatened RKO Studios, the studio head there.
Right, right. I'm glad you... I was going to tell you that I didn't remember exactly what that reference was. But, yeah, okay, William Randolph Hearst was the character that, for general argument's sake, we'll just accept that he was the character upon whom Orson Welles based the character Citizen Kane. Now, William Randolph Hearst, I happen to be a very big admirer of William Randolph Hearst for a variety of reasons.
Yes.
But William Randolph Hearst, he was involved in the movie industry. He was close friends with many people in the movie industry. And he was a very powerful publisher, and he did fight against U.S. involvement in World War II. So he definitely was an America First advocate from that standpoint. But he evidently did make threats against some of the Jewish power brokers in Hollywood if they would distribute that film. And mm-hmm. I'm sure Hearst probably, you know, Hearst was a very wealthy and very powerful man who was really not afraid of anybody.
Well,
and I'm sure that however they reflected what Hearst had to say,
mm-hmm.
he probably did use the words in the film or words to that effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hearst was a very gutsy guy, and, and you know, a lot of the legend about him being pro-Nazi is just absolutely not true. He was against the United States going to war in Europe because he didn't think it was in America's best interest.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he was actually very critical of Adolf Hitler because of Hitler's treatment of the Jews. So it's, again, you know, this is one of the funny things. For political reasons, the Jews, and I mean the Jews, will often distort historical things about people and suggest that they were Nazis or pro-Nazi because, well, for example, because he opposed going to war against Hitler. But William Randolph Hearst was not pro-Hitler. But
yeah.
I'm sure it's probably safe to say that Hearst, in fact, did dare to take on the Jewish filmmakers in Hollywood at that time. And another thing to keep in mind is that at that time in history, the Jewish overlords of the Hollywood industry were actually kind of shy about having the public know to the extent that Jews controlled Hollywood. And that's part of the reason why so many actors who were Jewish didn't use Jewish names. And
mm-hmm.
even L.B. Mayer, the head of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, if I'm not mistaken, he actually converted to Catholicism.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to that whole history of Hollywood than meets the eye. And again, just in regard to that matter of Citizen Kane. So I guess maybe I've answered your question.
Well, you know, in RKO 281, there was a scene where he threatened him, you know, asked him if he wanted to play golf at a certain country club. He said, well, it's restricted. Oh, he says, that would mean they would find out you were a Jew, like that. Now, something to that effect. It's been a while since. But, you know, even Marlon Brando said that Hollywood was controlled strictly by Jews, and so therefore his career pretty much ended after that, I think.
Well, they were not too happy about that. He was pretty much at the end of his career at that point anyway, but he was such a big star that they kind of had to just explain it away as his eccentricity. But, you know, I'll tell you a very interesting Hollywood story. Joe Kennedy, the father of President Kennedy,
yes.
had some Hollywood interests at one time. And he actually, in the years prior to World War II, he went to a meeting with some of the major Hollywood producers, and this has been written about, and he told them, he said, do you really want to fight Hitler? He said, if you really want to fight Hitler, you've got to stop making these movies attacking the Germans because he said this is only going to call attention to the fact that it's you people who want to get us in the war against Adolf Hitler. See, again, Joe Kennedy was a rich man. He was, you know, a no-holds-barred Irishman who wasn't really afraid of anybody for the most part, and he didn't hesitate to speak his mind. So yeah. That's another Hollywood story kind of along the same lines.
Yeah. RKO Studios, I understand, was offered the entire budget of Citizen Kane, $800,000 at the time, not to release the picture.
Yeah, well, that was part of it. Yeah, apparently, Hearst didn't want the picture out there, and with good reason. In fact, I'll tell you, that's one thing that people don't know about that movie, Citizen Kane. Although it was kind of loosely based on Hearst, it hardly reflected Hearst in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of things in that movie that a lot of people think that is the story of William Randolph Hearst, but not at all. So there's it's an interesting story. Listen, I appreciate your call. Interesting call. I got to move on here, though.
Okay, sure enough.
All right, good talking to you. All right, we have David from South Carolina. David, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
What do you think?
Good to speak with you again. It was a great call you had on there right before I got on. Let's see, my opinion of Miss Palin. Let's see. Well, okay, she's a small-town mayor, or was, you know. Which meant that she obviously had a good ability to deal with persons on a personal level about their everyday needs. That
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, you know, she understands. And then, of course, a family of kids, you know, obviously a successful family at that, you know. And her husband's a blue-collar guy, you know. He's even
mm-hmm.
a little union, as I understand. You know, and she's not only a member of NRA, but strong supporter of the Second Amendment. They had a film clip over there.
It was sworn in the Pennsylvania primary that Hillary Clinton was out shooting bear every other weekend. You know,
yeah.
so if all Hillary Clinton supporters in Pennsylvania supported her on that issue, they should be running out to vote for Sarah Palin.
Indeed. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I mean, but I want your opinion about this, of course, but it seems like McCain's in. I have no doubt about that. Obama's not going to get it. He's just waned lately, very obviously, as a matter of fact, especially since he got Biden on the ticket. That was just no way. He is not going to make it. McCain, you know, would have to save him. I think now this is what I think is happening. Someone down the line there told McCain, you were going to take this woman, and you were going to let her be your vice presidential candidate. You know, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been all these little stories about how McCain reached a decision and so forth, you know, but you know, these
surprised.
Stories that reach the public are carefully crafted, and, you know, too many times over the years, we've actually read many years after the fact the story of how so-and-so was really selected vice president and what was really going on, not the big story that was pawned off on the public. So yeah, that's the one thing. As nice a lady as Sarah Palin seems to be, you know, I hope she is as good a person as she appears to be. The bottom line of it is that she was put on that ticket by the powers that be.
Let's
you know, abhors the idea of Obama being elected president, and he has begun to spin in his own mind a scenario that Sarah Palin is really a secret weapon of the rebel elements in this country who are going to come to power if John McCain gets elected president, that they're really going to slip in there and take over and throw McCain out, and that's not how it works.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I was wanting to get your opinion about is, you know, I've heard a lot about different persons on the internet and you know, people who are in a position to know, I suppose, a lot of, you know, and you probably know about this too, being there in D.C. especially, all the contacts you have, but, you know,
don't assume I have a lot of contacts, but go ahead, yeah.
Well, the military, of course, they're very upset with the way things are going now, especially with what's going on, the confrontation going on with Russia, you know, it's a powder keg, and they know it. And they're, you know, and Israel's still saber rattling about
Iran. Of course,
Iran.
Yeah.
There might be some true patriots there that are saying, "Hey, wait a minute, no, we're going to have to do something now. This is our last chance." You know, maybe that's.
Well, that's what I'm. This is, you know, I think
hoping.
the I think the only way that's going to happen is if Bush, right now, if Bush as president makes some move, at that point then, and we can only pray, the military will step in and take some sort of action designed to counteract it. But, you know, I have this fear that there's going to be some sort of false flag attack in this country that will be attributed to Iran, and that Barack Obama will be the victim of that.
And
if he were the victim of that, that would automatically put every black, I shouldn't say every black voter, but let's face it, 99% of the black voters in America would be mad as hell, and they would rally behind George Bush and urge him to get them Iranians, you know? Get them ragheads, you know? Yeah, get those Muslims. Let's do something about it. And I tell you, knowing the way the Mossad operates, they have a long and dirty history of false flag operations. You know, they don't like Obama. They don't trust him. What better way to get us into a war and also get Obama out of the picture?
That's a good way.
That's scary. I mean, that's pure speculation. People want to call me a conspiracy theorist. Well, I've just theorized a conspiracy right there. And I'm afraid of that.
Okay, yeah, I know. That does make a lot of sense. There's so many ways I do fear for Obama. And another scenario, of course, is the fact that they would like to destroy our country, essentially, anyway. And I kind of agree with Pat Buchanan in that if he gets elected or not, whether he does or not, it's still going to be a very tense situation, to say the least. Race relations-wise. So. But I had a little pointer for you. Next time, if you're trying to get somebody like Mr. Wexler's attention, rat face or camel face, pig face, whichever it may be at the time. Oh, look, I found a dollar bill on the floor. He's had to turn around and look at it. But anyway, Mike, it's great to talk with you again. Happy Labor Day.
All right, see you, David.
Bye, man.
All right, we have another Dave with us. It is Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
What's going on, Dave?
I hope my phone holds up. It's starting to signal me that it's getting ready to go dead. But
okay. Well, if your phone goes dead, we won't assume that you're dead. How's that sound?
Yeah. You know, I lived up in Alaska for a long time, Michael, and you'll get a kick out of this. But one time on a popular talk show in Anchorage, it was called The Roar of the Snow Tiger, and it was hosted by a big-shot lawyer named Edgar Paul Boyko. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
That name sounds vaguely familiar now that you mention it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and Israel's representative, Israel's longtime representative to Alaska, was his guest, Representative Don Young. And I talked...
Okay.
So I called in, and I put it right to Representative Young. If he believed that the Jews were God's chosen people, and Edgar Paul Boyko, of course, he was the ex attorney general of the state of Alaska, but being the crafty lawyer, and I think he was Jewish, but he said, "Don't answer that question." He quickly intervened and said, "Don't answer that question, Representative Young." And then he was saying to me, "I'm not going to let us answer that question."
Why would he? I mean, my God, I would think that he would want the world to know that the Jews are God's chosen people.
Yeah, you know, considering the relationship with Israel, I think that's a fair question to ask a congressman.
Absolutely, absolutely. See, we're told that asking questions like that is off limits because we're not supposed to question people's religious points of view. But at the same time, it is people's religious points of view that drive their political motivations in many cases. In this case, you know, like Joe Lieberman, we know why Joe Lieberman believes the things that he does. And so, therefore, you know, if Joe Lieberman had been McCain's running mate, it would be our right to ask him if it is his religious views to do that, just as there will be people who will be questioning Sarah Palin about her views on issues and whether or not her religious views affect those views and the issues. Well, what happened with Don Young? Did he answer the question?
No, he never answered the question. But you know, it's amazing the Jewish control up there, Michael, that Herb Shainland, another Jewish guy, dominated the talk radio.
Hey, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, but do me a favor, hold that thought. We have the break coming up here. I wanted to mention something about Alaska from a political standpoint that a lot of people don't know about, and this could be a problem as far as Sarah Palin is concerned. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be hard to swap for a lot of people. But, you know, Dave from Massachusetts just pointed out that there is an immense amount of Jewish influence in Alaska. Well, let me tell you why that might be, Dave. Years ago, we had a very interesting source for the Spotlight who contended, and, of course, this is something that can probably never be proven, but he contended that the biggest place of importation from drugs from Southeast Asia onto the American continent was through the ports of Alaska, and they were conducted through fishing boats working out of Alaska. That these fishing boats were in conjunction, working in conjunction with not only international organized crime, but also with the CIA. And, of course, we all know about the CIA's role in international drug trade out of Southeast Asia. What makes it all the more interesting is that this source contended that many of the fish in the drug smuggling were owned by the international empire of Sun Myung Moon, the Korean cult leader who is now and has been influential in Republican conservative circles and who also has worked very closely with Israeli intelligence. Sun Myung Moon is the publisher of the Washington Times newspaper. So this is an aspect of Alaska that is not well known to the American people, just as the American people would never think that the state of Arizona, the home base of John McCain, would ever be a branch of the Jewish organized crime syndicate. So I guess, Dave, I'm asking this question not to you, but to everybody in general. Is this maybe the big secret about Governor Palin? I don't know. Maybe there's much more to the story than meets the eye. Maybe there's much more to the story of this nice lady and her lovely family and her husband who's a fisherman coming out of that rip-roaring old state of Alaska. I don't know, Dave, but I'm just telling you what I have heard, and I'm just trying to plug it in and see if maybe the Christmas tree lights up.
Anchorage in Alaska was just saturated with drugs. There was people involved in the drug trade that were getting their heads blown off and we were being told it was just a hunting accident when we knew that agents had assassinated them and everything else. But
that's kind of along the lines of what I was hearing exactly.
Yeah, I had an acquaintance that had his head blown off in a hunting accident. Supposedly some sort of law agents blew his head off. The family could never get any satisfaction. Actually, his name was Tuffy Rabitsky, was from the Rabitsky family and stuff. But I guess it's no secret. But it was so ridiculous, Michael, that when I drove the cab around Anchorage, I drove nights and I'd pick up all these people and street people, but when they asked me if they could smoke, they weren't talking about can they smoke a cigarette, they were talking about can they smoke their crack pipe,
That's pretty bad. I mean, see, the average American would not think you'd find that in Alaska.
Yeah, and then Michael, the last thing, so you can maybe squeeze in another caller, but the religious scene was dominated by this Dr. Jerry Prevo, who ran this Anchorage Baptist temple, not church, temple, and he was affiliated with Jerry Falwell, and every Sunday, he was all involved politically with the moral majority, but he pushed the Jewish supremacist agenda ad nauseum. His name was Dr. Jerry Prevo of Anchorage.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, I think the last few minutes of this program, we have laid out some very interesting things for some people to think about, because I always say things are not always as they seem. And Sarah Palin was governor of Alaska where all this stuff was going on. So hate to burst anyone's bubbles, but those are the facts. Dave, thanks for your call. Apologies
for
those we couldn't bring up tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned now for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org.
Gold has been.